going back to that 3-day fight, what kind of equipment did you have?
We had we had mortars and one light artillery piece. That was it. And they attacked the hill. I went on 3 different patrols to try to get ammunition because we ran out of ammunition. When we jumped, we all had 4 bandoliers of ammunition plus our belt full. So by the 2nd day, we ran out of ammunition. That's how much ammunition we used. I was down to 1 clip and I think about 6-7 rounds. Then finally we got some ammunition.
Well, you said you went on patrols. What was it like?
Down through the swamp.
Uh-huh.
The swamp down there?
Yes.
All the way down into where the water is there, and
uh-huh.
That culvert. There was some farms in there. You can't, it looks so very small, but that's a big area, like Monarchy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a tremendous area. He only took a section because he wanted to get the causeway. And went down, it was 10 or 12 of us. Warnicky, he was my platoon sergeant. Eventually he was made a battlefield commission. Stayed in the military, retired a full colonel. He sent the tape to the Eisenhower Center, and his tape, he says, and can you imagine me with the name Adolf Warnicky? He says, with a slight German accent when he joined. They couldn't find better soldiers, though. Knapp, another one, Janigan, all from B Company, B Company there. Well, it became Battlefield Commission.
Uh-huh.
I had been put in the Bulge, but the war ended, and then the whole thing stopped. So, getting back, so they attacked us, and during the early morning, we tried to go down and get some ammo.
Now where would you go for the ammo?
Down into the swamp, from the bundles, the paratroop.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Bundles with supplies. See, so many had different colored parachutes, and the different colors represented what was supposed to be in that parachute, but half the parachutes were already sunk, you know. You see part of it standing up, mixed in, you see a red, white, and a blue one, or a white and red one. A lot of them landed in a swamp, and then some of them had a body on them. The white ones, they shot, went down, and boom, that was it. So we waded out into the swamp, spread out along the edge, and I went out. I got out about maybe from here across the road over there, grabbed the parachute, the water was about this deep. So trying to keep my head low, and I'm pulling the parachute, me and this other kid. And as we're pulling, bullets start ricocheting from the other side. German spotters, and they start ricocheting off the water. They go underwater with the helmet and everything, you know, and come up, get some air, pull. I got to the bank, and as we got to the bank, we're pulling the parachute up to try to get it up, and then pull the bundle up. This kid Maloney standing on the side, boom, he got it right dead in the chest, and he went backwards. We had to leave his body there. And we got the bundle up, and then we carried the bundle up and brought it up. And what we were looking for was mortar rounds and rifle. Well, I forget what was in there, but there was very little of what we needed. And then we had to go down and get another one. And then they sent other patrols. Finally, little by little, we did retrieve about 8, 9, 10 bundles.
Were these patrols at night or during the morning?
Daytime.
Daytime.
Yeah. Then I went out on the second day. Yeah, the second day, first day or second day. Went out on patrol, 6 of us. Try to see if we could round up some fellows, you know, and we went out and we were walking along a hedgerow. All of a sudden, a guy screamed. And he's down in the ditch. I never forget it. All covered with hay. He dragged as much hay on top of him as he could. He was a lieutenant, a young lieutenant, but shot through the legs.
Mm.
And he crawled into the ditch, and he pulled all the weeds and stuff over, covered himself, and he laid there. It was the second day, yeah, because he says all day, the first day and part of the second day, he said he watched Germans go by. He see the silhouette, you know, the helmets. Night patrol, day patrol. All of a sudden he seen us. He let out a scream. So happy. Then we tore his body back. Brought him back. He lived. There's an Irish name, but I can't remember. An Irish kid, a young Irish kid. Another time we went out, we got into a hell of a firefight. Went in, because a lot of ditches there, a lot of sunken roads. And we got into a firefight with one of them. And one of our men was killed. one guy wounded, and I think it was two or three Germans. They finally broke off, and we captured a flak gun, which they were dragging through this sunken road.
Yeah. When you say you captured, how did you capture it?
We took the gun. They left it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Abandoned it, so we took it and dragged it back and got it back into the thing. We had no ammunition for it, but at least we had a gun. They had one less. Shooting us.